everybody, and welcome to part 6 of our e-commerce website building lesson series. In part 6 here, we're going to deal with completing the inventory management section, where we created an admin area for a store manager to get in there and deal with certain back-end processes of the store. Somebody that doesn't have HTML or code knowledge. And see, I told you guys, and you guys are saying the whole time, Adam, you're not going to be able to put out the 6 tutorials before Christmas, blah, blah, blah. I still got a whole day. And you guys in other countries where you're like 12 hours ahead of the U.S., that doesn't count, man. Get real. Actually, by tomorrow, I said I would have 6 videos out for this series, and bam, here they are. You can stick your doubts up your butt. And the only reason it's going past 6 parts is because some of you guys requested inventory management and having an admin panel in the back where your client or yourself can easily manage things without having to mess with code. So after part 6 here, I am going to enjoy my Christmas, busy with family and friends, take a few days off, have a good time, and then I'll come back and we'll finish this. But for now, let's just finish up this inventory management stuff. Okay, let's see where we last left off. Hello, store manager. What would you like to do today? Manage inventory. And there's all my inventory. I added black hat, black jeans, black shirt, purple hat, purple jeans, purple shirt, blue hat, blue jeans, and a blue shirt. And when we left off in the last lesson, we were able to click delete on any of those. And it asks us, do you really want to delete this product with the ID of 1, yes or no? And I'm not going to delete it right now, but this all works really well. So I'm going to press no. And the only thing we have left is to make the little edit form. So when we click edit, we want to make a similar form like this one pop up. But this time, when we pop it up, we're going to have pre-filled data inside of it. The pre-existing data for that item. And the person can then edit it. And that's going to be a new page. So to create that new page, we can go into Dreamweaver, take inventory-list.php as it currently is, file, save as, inventory, edit.php, save. Now we're going to change the code on this page, the PHP especially. Now with inventory edit, we want to have the same code block that we've had in the other admin files that make sure this person is supposed to be in the admin area. That's that first block. Or not an assigned admin in the database, it kicks them out. And that code block, remember, it connects to MySQL and it claims session start. Okay, error reporting. I'm going to keep that in this script just in case happen to put any code in there that renders any little tiny errors, they'll show up. Now this next code block was delete item, question to admin, and delete product if they choose. Tell you what, we're just going to remove this first if condition from that section. And we're going to put gather this product's full information for inserting automatically into the edit form below on page. So let's remove all this code from that if condition. And we're going to save the parse mechanism right here. Let's just collapse it for right now. We're going to manipulate it just a little bit when it comes time to parse the edit form. So let's just collapse it. We're going to hold on to it for now. We can collapse this one. Now, if is set, get PID, because that's going to be the URL variable coming through. Remember an inventory list? PID right there. Equals this product ID. So in inventory edit, you grab the ID from the URL. And you can choose to filter that get variable. Since I already showed examples of filtering the variables, I'm not going to do redundant things. If you guys want to do it, you can do it. Now let's go down to where we had the block that grabs the whole list for viewing. And we don't need that at all, so we're going to take all that code. X. Let's remove that whole PHP block. Let's go up here where it says if is set, get PID. That means if the get variable is set in the URL, we're going to put this code in. Let's indent all these lines so the code is very nice and human readable. There, so when we get the variable, we can put it into a local PHP variable. Let's remove that line there, we don't need that. So let's just call it target ID equals the get ID, the get PID from the URL. Then we just say select all from products, remove that order by, and put where ID equals single quote, in between your single quotes, paste that variable, target ID, and limit one, because it's only, you only want one row to come out of that database. So we don't need the product count. Actually, you can keep that in there. And you can say, get the product count, see if it's there. If product count is greater than zero, you can get the information out. Else, if it's equal to zero, that means that product doesn't exist with that ID in the database. You can echo out a message to the admin saying, sorry dude, that crap don't exist. And then give them a link to wherever you want. Right here you can add a link. But with, if the admin is using the admin area correctly, this will never happen. You understand? Because they're always going to be clicking on links that have a definite ID in the database. Now let's just grab the information we need to make sense here. We don't need this product list output variable. We can remove that completely. Right here, product list, just get rid of that. You don't need it. So in the while output loop, all you have to do is set the local PHP variables, and then you can use them anywhere down on the page at that point, because this loop only has, it's only going to run one time. So since this loop is only going to run one time, there's only one result set. There's only one result in the result set. That means the loop only runs once. That means these variables will get populated by the one row of data coming out. That means you can run the while loop, get these values into local PHP variables here, and then display them down on the page. You can just echo out those variables into the form, which is what I'm going to do now. Here, let's put an exit right here. After you say, sorry dude, that crap don't exist, exit. We want to make sure we get all the data we need, which would be, so in the form is going to need, we're going to have to pre-populate this data. So product name, you put value here, and just put some X's as a default value. That will pre-populate that form, that field. See the X is sitting in there already? That's how that works. So all you have to do is put that loop data, that data that came out in the loop, in right into that value. So let's get product name, control C, where those X's are. Let's put in product name, semicolon, highlight the whole thing, go to PHP, and echo. And now you have a PHP little PHP block that echoes the product name right where it needs to go. So you can just grab that, control C. Let's go here to price, same thing, value, price. And you have to make sure that you query out all this information that you want to put in there. You can see price is not here. Oh yes, price is there already. Now let's get, we need subcategory and category as well. There's subcategory and category. So we'll get those out of there. Now you can see down here in my category option select, I only have one option of clothing. So I don't have to mess with that. But here, we're going to put a new option in. So we can just copy this. This is for the subcategory. To render in the existing subcategory they have for this item, you can do something like this. Let's get this echo statement here. Pop it right there and right there. And make sure it says subcategory. So you get the subcategory variable from the MySQL query here, and you pop it in place. And then all we need is the details, I guess. And then you pop that in. Where that's supposed to go in the details area, in this big text area down here. You put it right in between the opening and closing tag. For the text area, you put it right in between opening and closing tag. Make sure this says details. In the product image, they'll be able to change that as well. You have to allow them to be able to change their product image if they want to edit, because maybe the only reason they're coming into the edit form for that item is to change the product image. Now we have to be sure that we change this form action to inventory edit.php instead of inventory list. Okay, so now when they press submit on this form, let's change the value. We'll say change this item now. Or just make changes. There. Now, when I press submit on this, it's going to do a similar thing that the inventory list page did to parse. It's going to send it up to its parsing section here. See where it says parse the form data and add inventory item to the system? So here we're gathering all the details that we need out for the item. We're going to have to actually pass this item's ID. So let's go down into our form, and I'll show you how to put in a hidden form field where you can do that. Right before the submit button, put a space or line break, go into forms, and see the broken field right there? You click that. That's hidden field. Press OK, and the name is going to be this ID. Value is going to be, we're going to echo out the ID that we gather from the URL. So actually, you don't even have to gather it out of the database here because it's coming in on the URL. It's this target ID. See that? So let's just grab that target ID, and that goes in your little hidden field down there. This way the form knows exactly which, when it's being parsed, exactly which product in the database we are talking about. So let's go to PHP and echo that in right there. So the value of this hidden field is this target ID. The name of this hidden field is this ID. So when we access this ID, it's going to have the value of the target ID, the product in question. So it looks like we can collapse this section where we're gathering the information. And actually that might want to go below the parsing section. Let's see, let's take that, Control X, put it below the parsing section block, and I think we're cool like that. So, we can leave most of this the way it is, but this time we're just going to gather up the ID for the product. Post this ID. There, so if is set, post product name. So if they're clicking submit from the form, all those variables are going to come in again with the same names. This time, instead of select, we're going to update. This MySQL query is going to be an update query. So you'll want a query that looks more like this. Update products, set product name equals product name variable coming from the form, price equals the price coming from the form, and then we're going to put a few more values to update. Details, category, and subcategory. So let's get the details right there and right there. Category goes right after details. Category, category variable. Subcategory, subcategory field, subcategory variable. And that's how it works, folks. So let's see, after we update, then we're going to, let's see, and you might want to validate that form also using JavaScript, like you did the inventory list, the inventory add form. You want to make sure all the values are there and they're not missing any fields. I'm not going to show you guys how to do that because I linked you to that tutorial at DevelopPHP in the last lesson, remember? Or in lesson 3, I think it was. Or 4. I think it was lesson 4. Where I showed the HTML validation, HTML form validation using JavaScript. You can apply that to any of your pages, any of your HTML forms. Now, we still have to change some more of this here. Let's go to... We don't have to get the... numRows. We don't have to check that. We don't have to add this to the database now because we already did the update there. We don't need the ID, but we do need to place the new uploaded image into the folder. So what you want to do is see if files field temp name is set, and if the files file field temp name is not set, then you know that they didn't browse and put a picture to upload when editing this. So you have to have a little if condition. You don't want to put code that's going to move an uploaded file if they haven't chose to replace the picture for that product. Okay, since this says PID already, let's just change this variable to say PID. And right here, PID. So you're updating all those fields where ID equals PID. So new name equals PID. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Right before you place the image in the folder, you want to have an if condition. This if condition is going to check to see if the files, file field, temp name is empty or not. If it's empty, you definitely don't want to add the image or run any of this code. But this one, this header and exit, Control X that out of there. Put it right below your if condition closing bracket. Because after this form parses and they successfully edit something, you want to usher them immediately to the inventory list.php page because they won't need to be on the edit page anymore because their editing is complete. But before you get the name of the image in and move the uploaded file to overwrite the existing image that's already there for this product, you want to make sure that it's set. So you grab this, Control C, put it right here. If files field the temp name is not equal to nothing. So if it's not blank, that means this code will run. I haven't tested it yet, but I'm pretty sure that it will work using it in this way. When they press the submit button on the form, this section of code will run. And it's very similar to the first inventory list form we have, where it adds the item to the database, but this one is just gathering up the values from the form, cleansing them, and then updating the database rather than inserting into the database. You're updating an existing field or existing row of data. And then you just make sure that they do have a new image that they selected, they browse their computer and they put a new image into the form before you overwrite the existing image for that product. And then when it's all done, you usher them back to the inventory list.php page. And that's pretty much it. And then remember, the block under it is the one where we gather this product's full information for inserting automatically into the edit form below. So this code won't even run above it unless they've already filled out the edit form and press submit. So we can collapse this. And I think that's all done. InventoryEdit.php. I'm going to FTP that up and wish you guys a Merry Christmas. We'll continue in part 7. Where we're going to get into the payment gateway side of things, the shopping cart, and the inventory display mechanisms for displaying all your inventory products where they need to go on the front end. Okay, so you guys have a Merry, Merry Christmas. I hope you get lots of big presents under your tree. Maybe even get a little kinky with the old lady. All right, good luck. Bye-bye.